This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope it's a special day for you. Freddie Mercury, well, he was the former lead singer for Queen, and he died shortly after he wrote some interesting words to his last song. And the words say, "Does anybody know what we're living for?" And then we have Boris Becker, the tennis champion. He won 3 Wimbledon titles. He once said, "I had all the material possessions that I needed, money, cars, women, everything, but I had no inner peace because I was a puppet on a string, and I still don't know who was manipulating the strings." Now, there are a couple of interesting statements from prominent people who are looking for purpose in their lives, and I think it's the kind of statement that many of us may have said or thought for ourselves. Does anybody know what we're living for? But these questions, they're not new. In fact, today and tomorrow, I want to introduce something very old to you. It's the same sort of questions that come out of the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, written by Solomon. And this book of Ecclesiastes, if you have a look at it from the Bible, it's like a journal that summarizes his adventures as he searches for meaning in his own life. Now, the extraordinary thing about Solomon was that he had extraordinary resources to do it. Quite an amazing man. His reputation is known not just in the Bible, but even the historians are very impressed with his unusual wisdom. And here he was, a man who had all the money, all the power, all the time, all the energy to make his dreams come true. He literally could have anything and do anything he wanted. But he was also a restless man. He wanted to figure out what life was all about. So he launched out on this no-holds-barred safari that must have cost him millions of dollars and many years of his life. It seemed that he was on a quest, on a purpose for life. Because this book of the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes, addresses the big questions like, who am I? Where did I come from? And why am I here? And where am I going? Now, I reckon they're really good questions to ask. So this journey of Solomon actually left him not very happy at all, left him deflated and depressed, very disillusioned. And I think the best word we can describe how he felt is the word empty. Have you ever felt like that? In fact, if you look at the Bible in this particular chapter, which is chapter 1, you'll notice that his motto for life appears right at the beginning. Chapter 1, verse 2 says, "Nothing makes sense. Everything is nonsense." He said, "I've seen it all. Nothing makes sense." Now, the old version of the Bible uses the word meaningless. He said, "Everything is meaningless." And this word, meaningless, is actually used 35 times. And in this type of literature, when the same word is repeated, it's like our exclamation mark. He was saying, look, there's nothing to it. Everything is pointless. Now, Solomon is known in the Bible as the searcher. He was looking for answers. And so when he wanted to experiment with something, there was nothing that would hold him back. He was the king. No one was going to question him. He was one of the richest people in the world. Money was not a problem. He was just convinced that he could find something that would actually satisfy him. And if he kept on doing it and looking, he would find. And in that same chapter, chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "What is there to show for all our hard work here on this earth?" It was almost like he'd sucked the delight and joy and pleasure out of everything, and now he said, "What have I got to show for it?" He wanted to know what would be left over. And in chapter 1, he actually observes the cycles of life as generations come and go. You know, he said that generations come and they go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises, the sun sets, it hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning to its case. All streams flow into the sea, and so on. So he talks there very, very carefully. He's saying nothing seems to change. He said, "What's going on? All things are wearisome," he said, "more than you can say." And then you can almost hear a sigh come from this man. "What has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun." Well, this man had an extravagant lifestyle. He had lots of pleasure. He had things that he wanted. And yet he was looking for substance. Nothing actually satisfied. And tomorrow I want to take this a bit further. Well, Father, we thank you for the lessons that come from Solomon. May we too, Lord, look for a real meaning in life as we look for you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.